Jerry Springer the crab is now in the hands of scientists at the Virginia Institute of Marine Science at the College of William and Mary in Gloucester Point, Virginia. Rom Lipschitz is a professor at the institute. He's been studying Jerry Springer the crab. Professor, have you ever seen anything like this before?
Personally, I've never seen a gonandromorph like this. No, not in about 25 years of study.
Did you say gonandromorph?
It's a gynandromorph, yes. So that's to distinguish it from a true hermaphrodite, such as barnacles and some shrimp that are actually truly hermaphrodites that contain both sexes.
So at what point in the crab's development does the gender get fixed? Is this some kind of genetic accident?
Well, from our geneticist colleagues, yes, it appears that it happens very, very early on, probably in the embryonic stages, you know, during cell division in the embryo. It occurs probably once every 3, 4, 5 years that people notice this, but it was only published about 25 years ago. And, you know, given that we catch on the order of 100 million or so crabs each year in Chesapeake Bay, it's an extremely rare occurrence.
Now, can this crab mate with itself?
Well, it would, since females mate when they're soft, I suppose it's possible. That is because it would have to harden up first on the male side and then to be able to fertilize itself. It is possible, but more likely if it mated, it probably mated with another male crab.
Did you plan to put a male crab in there to see what happens?
Well, it's too late now because the crab is already hardened up. So if it mated, it probably already did so. And in fact, the other occurrence of a gynandromorph that was published, in fact, did have sperm packets inside and had live or developing ovaries. So it, in fact, had mated. So it's very likely that this crab, in fact, mated. And so what we're waiting for is to see if it'll produce an egg mass.
How long do you expect the crab to live?
Well, it's quite healthy. And there's no reason to believe that it's going to die anytime soon. So normal female crabs can produce upwards of 6-7 egg masses if they're not fished. And so that could take a few years. So it's possible that the crab could live for quite some time.
Is it going to stay in the aquarium at the Virginia Institute of Marine Science?
We do plan on keeping it there and observing it. Yes, we do. And at some point, however, we will give it once it dies. Or if we planted it to actually have it given to the geneticist, then they will take it and dissect it to try to understand a little more about gender determination in blue crabs, which is relatively unknown.
Ron Lipschitz is a marine ecologist at the Virginia Institute of Marine Science. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And you can see pictures of Jerry Springer the crab on our website at npr.org.